you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, Somebody is Waiting for You.
I can trust, rely on, and have strong confidence and assurance that He will take care of me if I do what He said do, so therefore I don't have to be worried about increasing somebody else at my own expense. I increase anyway. I don't worry about giving to be a blessing to somebody else. I give anyway. I don't worry about my little feelings of maybe they're going to say something mean to me. Remember, it's like we said last week. Oh, you're going to go up there and Peter and Paul are going to be sitting up there in heaven and they're going to be telling their stories and you're going to be up there telling yours. You don't understand. I lived in the time when they talk about you. These guys face crucifixion, stoning, beating, perils at sea. And you'll be like, but they talked about us in 1998 and 97. That's why I didn't say anything. They talk about you like a dog. They talk about you. See, that kind of stuff is no excuse not to see the increase to somebody else. So what if I say something and then they don't like me because I say it? Long as you said it in love, you have sown a seed that will grow. Because no word from God shall return void. Now, I'm not saying you stand on the corner like that one guy we talked about screaming, and you're sinners, you're going to hell, this, that, and the other. That's not ministering. But I'm talking about if you're in the grocery store, or you're somewhere, or you're on your job on your break or something like that, or somebody says something, you can just say a little word to bless them, and you stand there, I ain't going to say nothing. They might think I'm this. I might seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the things shall be added unto you. All the other things. Don't seek the things. Don't seek your own way. Don't seek your own thing, but seek first the kingdom. It's all to the benefit of the point that somebody's waiting for you. Somebody out there may not hear the gospel if you don't do what you're supposed to do. Or they may have to wait years to hear it. And at the least, they won't be able to have as many opportunities to hear it. I read a survey once, and like I said, I don't know how they ascertained this figure, but they said it takes hearing the gospel approximately 32 times before an adult would make a decision to be born again. Now, I don't know how they came about that figure, but suppose you're number 32. Suppose you're number 31. Suppose you're number 8. Suppose you're number 29. Remember, one man will plant, another man will water, another man will water, another man will water, but God will give that increase. Now, where has somebody been waiting on me to be their number 8? Or they're number 7, and I didn't prepare myself because I'm like, I'm all happy about how blessed I am and how much the Word has done for me and all I've got and getting more. God, give me more. You said I can do it. Give me, give me, give me, give me. The focus is what I'm really talking about as we go into the new year. Somebody is waiting on you, and they're waiting on you to make the decision to do the will of God. It's not a matter of it's a personal thing. No, your decisions are affecting other people. If you're parents, it affects your children directly. If you're not a parent, it affects the people you work with directly, because there are people you work with, I guarantee you, are waiting on God. They're waiting to know God. They don't know Him, don't know where He is, don't know how to find Him, and they're waiting on somebody, and God is answering somebody's prayer for them or answering the will of spreading the gospel, which Jesus started way back then. Somebody's answering that prayer to spread, and somebody's are not. And we're talking about Christians, because sinners are not going to spread the gospel. Let's just say they don't have a knife to spread with. They're not going to spread anything but trouble and problems. But there are people who are born again who you know what Jesus has done for you. You believe in Him. You believe what the Word says. Now you need to go out and spread it because the people are waiting. But you know what? There's somebody just as simple as cross your backyard fence who feels like they're not growing, feel like they're not challenged, feel like life is just a circle, feel like all there is get up, go to work, go home, go to work, get up, eat, go to work. They feel that's all there is. That's somebody waiting on you. There it is. The answer is right on the other side of the fence. That person over there is carrying the gold of the gospel. But it's a secret. Don't want to tell anybody. I don't care about spreading. I just want to run it around in my house. God is saying, do it for other people, even if you don't do it for yourself. There was a time I talked about families where an older generation, my parents' generation and back, a lot of times, even if they weren't that happy, they'd stay married, they'd do all kind of stuff for the kids. Nowadays, folks like, forget it, I'm out of here. The kids can go to the orphanage, I don't care. They can go wherever.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
God is saying, do it for other people, even if you don't do it for yourself. There was a time I talked about families where an older generation, my parents' generation and back, a lot of times, even if they weren't that happy, they'd stay married, they'd do all kind of stuff for the kids. Nowadays, folks like, forget it, I'm out of here. The kids can go to the orphanage, I don't care. They can go wherever. No responsibility, no commitment. Same thing with Christ, no commitment. No, not being responsible to him. And, you know, I'm challenging you not to put anybody down, because we all can spread more all the time. But just to jar our memory so that we don't get in a comfort zone. It's the Holy Spirit drawing you into being a better laborer, which in turn will give you more results and more rewards, because he wants you to be more diligent in your service to him. And that's what you're sensing, is come up to another standard. Come up to another level. God has more. And God's purpose in blessing you is because there's somebody waiting on you. Sure, he wants you blessed. It's his will that you be blessed. But his will that you be blessed is the end result of you being capable to bless somebody else. God wants you to give of your abundance, so he wants you to have abundance. He wants you to give out of your lack. He doesn't want you to have lack, but you start giving somewhere. If you think, let's talk not about money, but let's talk about spirituality. Well, you know, I never could do anything to anybody. Give out of your lack. Well, I don't have that much. I can't give a 3-point sermon. I can't give out of your lack. Maybe you do lack a whole lot of knowledge of the word, but you know that Jesus saves, don't you? You know that you even may know just what was said about him, because you know there's enough anointing in just giving that little bit. And there's so many people that don't know what you know. To them, you are a minister. To them, you got all the light in the world. And you'd be surprised how many people actually have the word in them and won't share it. We're not spreading the gospel. And somewhere that costs us something. Even if we got lots of money, it might cost us something else. It might cost us self-esteem. Knowing, getting the reward that God says, you're doing a good job. Because there's a sense you get when you lead somebody to the Lord, or when you know you said something to lay it to them. You guys might bring a friend and somebody receives hope. They see that there's a way out of life. There's a way that's better than what's going on. And that way is the way of God. And the joy that you have on the inside, you can't replace that. It's like the song says, this joy that the Lord gives to me, the world can't take it away. World didn't give it and the world can't take it away. There's a joy, and that's what you need to look for. Instead of seeking the joy of, I got a new house. Or the joy of, I got a new car. And there's nothing wrong with those things. Those things will come. But notice what I said. Don't seek them. Yeah. You know, I need something new. I need something new around here to feel good about myself. I got to do something. I got to buy something new. Some people are like that. No, what you need to do is, I need an experience in God. Let me go out and minister. Let me call a relative. Just ask them how they're doing and kind of work the conversation around to the word. Let me call a friend who I remember last week we're having some kind of problem. Let me call somebody who's sick. You can always find somebody sick. Let me call somebody who's sick and share the word on healing with them. Let me go down to the nursing home where I know there's somebody sick or somebody needy or somebody needs to be ministered to. And let me go seek joy. Because when you go down there and you minister to them, it would mean so much. I tell you about Helen and I, when we were at Word of Faith, we worked with the nursing home ministry. And we worked there for 3.5 years. And you know what? At first it was like, you know, volunteer, the pastor wants you to get in the stuff. You know, sure, we'll do it. We got in it, giving up our Sunday afternoon to go down here for a couple of hours. You're kind of dragging yourself all the way, but that's just the flesh talking. We knew the Spirit was excited about it, but we had to walk in some faith and go down there anyway. And I got to minister in, and you get your opportunity to minister, and you see what it's doing in people's lives. There was at least about 90 people who were waiting on me, who were waiting on Helen, who were waiting on the rest of the ministry team. Folks just waiting on somebody to love them. Somebody to say, I still care. Somebody to say, you're valuable. Somebody to remind them that Jesus died for you. He loves you. It's not too late. Life is not over. You're not retiring. Don't go out to pasture yet. You still got a lot of living left. You still got a chance at joy. What are you spreading? The good news. You're spreading the gospel. Instead of, well, you know, I'm going home and I'm doing this and I wish I had somebody to minister to. There's folks waiting on you everywhere. There's opportunities knocking on your door daily. Where are opportunities that I can increase the kingdom because I'm seeking first the kingdom? I may have a mean friend, but they can hang around a lot, but I know they need some help, or a promiscuous friend. Don't give up on praying for them. Manage the increase in their life. Don't give up on sowing seed in them. Don't give up on when they're hurting, giving the word. Don't give up on them, because as you keep sowing, something's growing. And if they stay long enough around where they're being sowed, a harvest will come. I don't believe a person can resist the gospel when it's continuously sown and other people are praying around them and saying, Lord, surround them. Everywhere they go, may they run into the word. May they, some athlete or somebody they respect, say something that ministers them. May their idol do something, or God, just surround them with the word. Because I believe that the ministering spirits, like you say, they will surround you. Have you ever felt the surrounding torment of the devil? I mean, leading to depression. It's like you just can't get your mind off the problem. It's fixated. You feel like there's no hope. I got to get out. It's all ending. Just like that's going on to a negative result. If people praying for people, you can surround your young people. You can surround your relatives with the love of God. God, may peace surround them. May the ministering angels give them peace in their mind. Because, see, these are spiritual things that are going on. Spirits are pressing their minds, and nobody's praying that they leave. And they're too ignorant to know any better. And that's why they act the way they act sometimes. Why they act so mean, why they act so crazy. And us Christians, we're like, let's just stay away from them. I ain't going to give you the gospel if you're going to act crazy. Just stay away from you. When we're the ones that have the answer. We're the ones supposed to be spreading the good news that it doesn't have to be like that. Let me pray for you. Let me lay my hands on you and pray. Let's believe God. How about I come over on Friday and we spend a little time in the Bible? Why don't you come visit my church? I'll pick you up. I don't care if you live across town. Why don't we do what we can do to sow? Because they're waiting on you. They're not waiting on the next Christian to come by. They're waiting on you to do what you can do. And don't give up on them till they have kicked you out the door and put you away. You do what you can do.
Today's message has been titled, Somebody is Waiting for You.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Fifth Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter.